Well, Mary is with us from the Partridge Creek Farm in Ishpeming, and good afternoon to you, ma'am.
Good afternoon.
Now, your job, of course, is to run the various programs, lots of outreach programs, getting people involved in producing good food and teaching kids as well. And part of that is farm to school. So tell me about it's several programs. We have the Institute coming up in June that we'd like to highlight, but you just mentioned to me off the air there's more than just that.
That's right. So Farm to School is actually the title we give to the programs we run and that are actually being run all over the country in schools, where we are teaching the students more about the environment and about how to grow gardens and grow their own food, and also, you know, other skills like healthy cooking, which is something we do as part of Farm to School programs in the winter with the students.
So you do have one that's coming up real soon I want to let people know about, and then we'll get into more about the Institute, because the Institute may be coming up in June, but you're taking applications now.
That's right. You can actually register for both our Farm to School Institute or our Farm to School Summer Camp if you're student-aged, right through our website.
Okay. So what this summer camp, what do the kids learn? Are we talking teenagers, I assume?
It is going to be for students who have graduated 5th, 6th, 7th, or 8th grade. So that's the primary age group we work with most frequently, at least in the schools.
Okay, so what do they do?
Well, there's a variety of outdoor, mostly activities that are planned for each session. We try to incorporate art into the garden setting as much as possible. We teach them, you know, how to cook some healthy foods, have them tasting some new things like smoothies. Basically, the Farm to School Summer Camp is what we do in Ishpeming schools, but concentrated down to a week. So it's a little bit of everything. We also fortunately have a farm that we can take field trips to as well, so we won't just be in the school garden.
Okay, so it's for teenagers then, and it's a week long. When is it?
The first one is going to be in June. That is June 23rd through the 26th. It's Monday through Thursday is what we're considering a week. And that's 1 to 4 p.m. each of those days. In July, the session will run from the 21st to the 24th. And then we have an additional third session in August, which is August 11th through the 14th. And one thing that we're extra excited about this year for summer camp is that we are opening it up to students in the entirety of Marquette County. So in previous years, we've mostly focused on our students and community members here in Ishpeming, but we're hoping to kind of widen our breadth this year and bring to students from other parts of Marquette County, you know, a little taste of what we get to do here in Ishpeming.
Okay, and then you have the Institute coming up, so what, is that different?
Yeah, the Institute is actually Farm to School Institute, and we're doing it for the Central UP, so it's technically speaking the Central UP Farm to School Institute. It's a 2-day-long professional development institute, so it gets teachers, educators, community members, food service directors together, and we talk a lot and do a lot of professional development around implementing farm-to-school programs, a lot of land-based learning, themed activities, and of course, we're hosting it in Ishpeming, so you know, our field sites will not only be at the Mather Inn, but also our community farm and our community gardens.
Okay. So anything else about these you'd like to let people know about? And I guess one thing would be how people can register and if there's any cost.
Yeah. So the Pharmacy School Institute is free, and we also provide some support to teachers who might need, for example, to hire a sub for the duration of the professional development. We're also offering what are called sketchy credits to educators, which goes towards their professional development requirements per year. And so that is free, if not a little bit subsidized, even for the attendees. Now, the Farm to School Summer Camp works a little bit differently. We do have a tuition rate of $150 per session, but we also do have scholarships available to those who wouldn't otherwise be able to come. We're trying to remove that barrier of the fee, so you can apply for the scholarship right on the application itself on our website.